Governor Roy Cooper's order banning utility shutoffs amid the coronavirus pandemic has helped thousands of North Carolina customers who can't pay their bills. But as WFAE's David Borax reports, those lost revenues are squeezing rural co-ops and municipally owned utilities, and some are pleading for the ban to end.
Executive Order 142 runs until July 31st. At Tuesday's Council of State meeting, State Treasurer Dale Folwell urged the governor to rescind the order, which he says is a hardship for small citizen-owned utilities.
If we don't do this, I believe that we're signing a death certificate for many rural North Carolina communities, especially those in the east.
Besides prohibiting electricity, water, and gas disconnections, it also bans late fees or other penalties for non-payment. It doesn't wipe out the bills entirely. Customers have up to 6 months to pay what they owe. But that means city-owned utilities and electric co-ops face months of reduced revenues, and some aren't prepared. The state last week waived the rules for the electric utility owned by Elizabeth City in eastern North Carolina. Officials there warned it was near bankruptcy. And the town of LaGrange, also in the east, has filed a lawsuit for a similar exemption. Cooper defended the rules, saying they've prevented 179,000 North Carolina families from being disconnected.
This executive order lasts a little more than 3 more weeks. And we are telling people that it is unlikely that this executive order would be renewed.
Cooper says both private and city-owned companies now must start working out payment plans with their customers. Energy United, based in Statesville, has 110,000 customers in central and western North Carolina. About 10% of them are behind on payments. That's up substantially for this time of year. Chief Strategy Officer Thomas Golden says revenues are down by about $2.7 million since March.
We're starting to see the number of accounts sort of plateau. So we think whoever has been affected is probably affected at this point. But like I said, those dollar amounts continue to grow as the electricity usage continues to grow.
Energy United recently mailed notices to customers urging them to either set up payment plans or seek help from private or government energy assistance programs. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.